Peter O'Neill from Fine Biometrics here at the Money 2020 show in Las Vegas, and I'm here with Brett McDowell, who's the executive director of the FIDO Alliance. Brett, I wanted to chat with you a little bit about your session yesterday with Google. Can you just give us the highlights of what you were discussing then?
Sure. Yesterday was really cool because it was a milestone I've been waiting for a few years. It was a demo of pre-production native platform support in Android of FIDO authentication as part of the native Android fingerprint API. So Android came out with a native fingerprint API shortly after Touch ID. So before that, if you wanted to be an app developer to use the fingerprint sensor, you had to use the API from that device manufacturer. There wasn't a common API across all of Android. So when they introduced that, that really picked up steam for fingerprint authentication in Android. So now what they showed, not yet shipping, but they showed FIDO 2 enablement of the fingerprint sensor. So this brings FIDO into the platform in a native API that any app can use and in any website can use because it's tied to the W3C web authentication native API. So we're going to go from applications needing to wonder, gee, what device supports FIDO and what device doesn't, to, oh, it's Android, it supports FIDO.
Very cool. Now, your ecosystem is nearing 400 products, and Firefox is now beta testing with FIDO U2F. Are recent high-profile data breaches like the Equifax one helping push the tech industry toward FIDO adoption?
Yeah, so the sad truth is that data breaches break records every year. No, I started working on what became FIDO Alliance back in 2011. So I've been looking at data breach records since then. And in particular, the Identity Theft Resource Center, they do a nice job of keeping track of reported data breaches in the U.S. And every year, it's gotten worse. And this year, we almost beat the 2016 numbers, you know, midway through the year. So it not only is it getting worse, it's accelerating. It's getting exponentially worse. So the industry is very hungry for a solution. High-profile breaches like Equifax draw attention to, you know, our collective challenge with stopping data breaches and points to the different vulnerabilities that get exploited. Now, to be fair, the Equifax data breach was not a result of a credential compromise. It was a result of a vulnerability in some server software that didn't get patched, to make a long story short. Yeah. But most of the data breaches, over 80%, according to the Verizon Data Breach Report, are root caused by a credential compromise, essentially harvested passwords being replayed against the system and then someone elevating access to a privileged account and then walking away with the database.
Now, you also have a session tomorrow, a panel session. Can you tell us what you're going to be covering during that panel discussion?
Yeah, so tomorrow is going to be an hour and a half, which is valued time. We're the FIDO content is within a larger session on identity is fundamental and what does that mean for the future of money. So we were asked to cover authentication, so about a third of that content is going to be focused on FIDO. There are going to be three mini presentations in that window. The first is from Javelin, who we sponsored a research report that's being published this week around the state of strong authentication. Who's using strong authentication? Why are they using it? What's the different technologies that's being used? This is something we're excited about because the industry generally doesn't know the state of strong authentication, and we plan to keep up with this year over year, so we'll be able to start to see trends, kind of us giving back to the likes of the Verizon Data Breach Report and the like. So we're going to contribute some metrics to the industry and keep that up. And in that report, they identified that not all strong authentication is created equal. And in particular, they looked at the NIST new digital identity guidance and how a requirement exists to achieve the highest authentication level of assurance is one of those factors must be a cryptographic proof of possession of a physical device. So that aligns with the FIDO protocol. That's our model as well. One of those factors is always the FIDO private key, which you never share or give away. It's just cryptographically proving you're in possession of it. And then whatever else you use for user verification, most people using a biometric, of course.
Well, Brett, thank you very much for taking some time out of your very busy schedule. I know that you're it's very hectic here for you. We're a strong supporter of FIDO and all that you're doing in the industry. Thank you for your efforts, and thank you again for the time today.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure.